appropriate, but it is.
I might start using inappropriate language. If you brought that up, the snow piles are getting a little bit too high for my liking.
Boy, they really are, aren't they? But we did have the state of the state message from the governor. I'm wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, first of all, I gotta give the governor kudos. She's a good speaker, and she said what she had to say, and she said it in, what was it, about 50 minutes, which is great. You know, she's focused on literacy, healthcare, and housing. Those are three issues that certainly impact Michigan as a whole, and specifically the Upper Peninsula. We're concerned with those issues too.
So were there things that she talked about that you think directly impact the UP uniquely, you know, that would affect what you're trying to do in a positive or negative way?
One thing is healthcare, and healthcare in the UP is something that is not that easily accessed. In fact, Representative Preston of the 108th, he's a paramedic, so he spent time working in hospitals. The UP is a healthcare desert. And one of the things that we have done as a UP delegation is to promote interstate cooperation between, let's say, Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula, so that, for instance, a physical therapist, a nurse, a physician's assistant does not have to get a separate license to come from Wisconsin into the UP to practice their craft.
So
that's going to give you more access to healthcare, and that's what we're trying to do. That's one of the things.
So I didn't hear her talk about Copperwood at all, or the rice generators. Where do you feel she comes down on these issues?
From what I understand, if the bills that passed back in May concerning the rice generators would pass the Senate, from what I understand, the governor would sign those bills. And the bills specifically allow the rice generators to keep running through their natural life cycle, which is 2050, and also carves out these natural gas generators to protect them from the some of the onerous regulations that were passed during the 2023 session, which is the Clean and Renewable Energy Act. Because if we don't get these passed, what's going to happen is that these rice units will have to come offline. We still have to pay for them, whether they're running or not, through 2049. That's the payment system that we have. So we'd be on the hook to pay for them, plus build out a whole new infrastructure of wind and solar primarily, which is weather-dependent intermittent energy, which you cannot use to power the grid.